Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 7th of June. The European Central Bank rate decision was pretty much as expected. There was a rate cut. There was a lot of vagueness in the press conference. But the strategy of following inflation lower did come through relatively clearly. The rate cut was set in the context of a significant decline in euro area inflation and therefore a corresponding rise in the real interest rate. And the repressive nature of the current high real rates was acknowledged. What we do not yet have in financial markets is a high degree of confidence that the rhythm of a rate cut cycle is coming, a steady quarter point a quarter reduction. The theoretical framework for such a pattern of rate cuts is there, and that's why it would be the most likely outcome, but it was not explicitly spelled out by Lagarde. As an aside, the clarification statements have started unusually early this cycle. The ECB's Kazakhs couldn't contain themselves and leapt to a blog to offer additional thoughts on the rate decision. Overall, another couple of rate cuts seems likely this year, but while that is the logical conclusion of the ECB's policy approach, Lagarde is not prepared to give an explicit signal of that at the moment. Over in the United States, it's employment report Friday. There have been increasing concerns amongst economists about the quality of this data. Assumptions about the creation and destruction of small businesses may be unreliable. The survey responses for the payrolls number is woefully inadequate. And the gap between the household and establishment survey's view of the economy is wide enough that it's almost as if one set of data was provided by Republicans and the other by Democrats. Nevertheless, markets will react because markets have always reacted. And far from being forward-thinking entities, markets are often stuck rigidly into old ways of viewing the world. The expectation is for a fairly static employment report, a labour market that isn't actually doing very much. Payrolls are much the same as last month, unemployment rate unchanged, and average hourly earnings growth, which is not the same as wage growth and a world away from wage cost growth, is also expected to be steady. It's not just that the consensus forecasts are dull, there's also actually a very tight consensus this month. Normally with the payrolls forecast, there are some real outliers, and the consensus is not always actually a very good representation of what's really expected. This time, the forecast range is relatively narrow, and only a couple of economists have strayed very far from the pack. As ever, pay attention to previous month's revisions, as well as the headline data for today. With poorer quality data, the revisions become quite a bit more important. China's trade data for May showed stronger exports and weaker imports than had been looked for. The US has recently led the charge that China has overcapacity, presumably referencing the fact that China is selling US consumers things they want to buy at prices they want to pay. The overcapacity argument is a little hard to justify when China's corporates have been increasing profits. Overcapacity is normally associated with losses, not profits, and certainly not rising profits. The weaker imports might be taken as further evidence of weak domestic demand in China. The data does not resolve a general problem. China claims to be selling to the United States about 15% more than the US claims to be buying from China. There are some quirks in the comparison related to how Hong Kong is treated, but unless 15% of ships are sinking somewhere in the mid-Pacific, the trade data must be flawed on one side or the other. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.